What's up, everyone? I figured I'd just make these podcasts a little bit more frequently since, like, the world is going berserk right now. But what I really wanted to come on and talk about is irony. You know, I want to talk about irony. And, you know how they have, and this is not to shade anyone or, you know, anything, but you know how they have, like, let's just take a strip club, for instance, and then you have your strippers dancing, whatever. And, you know, some of those girls are all like, yeah, I get money, you can't do shit for me, blah, blah, blah. But now the strip clubs are closed, and now you're going to have to go out and get you a 9-to-5. And I know a lot of people would never imagine some shit like this to happen. Like, at least not in your own lifetime. You would be like, okay, that shit will happen, but not when I'm around. Or that shit happened, like, way back in the day, you know? We always say, oh, it won't happen with us now. But I just honestly think that it's the irony in things. It's just like, now you're in that position, and I'm pretty sure it has given people a totally new perspective of how someone with a 9-to-5 has to deal with things. You know, a lot of us can't just get up and do this and make like $5,000, $10,000, you know? But it's the people that are literally making our world continue to go around, like the grocery clerks, the nurses, the doctors, the janitorial staff, like everybody. Like, it's so funny to me. You would never even realize this stuff because you're so busy looking, turning your nose up, thinking you're better than everyone, you know? And it's not the case. And now everything has changed. Everything has changed. And that's why in my last episode, I was talking about the universe and, you know, and all that. And I was just really sitting and thinking to myself, like, I felt something in my body a few weeks before all of this happened to us. Like, I was hearing about it in other countries, but you know how when it's not like, what, like, where you live at, you're just kind of like, whatever, sad to say, but anyways, like, a few weeks ago, I was just thinking, like, wow, I'm about to graduate next year, I'm gonna have this amazing career, which I still am, no matter what the outcome of all this becomes, because the bitches switch up real quick and do something else that's gonna get some money, but anyways, I was just thinking about that, and I'm just like, that is freaking crazy. And I literally just lost my thought. But anyways, once I play it back, then I'll be like, damn it. But anyways, yeah, so it's just like, now it seems like the universe is really trying to give us all a sign, like a clear as day sign. Oh, I remember what I was talking about. I was just thinking, like, oh, I'm gonna have this amazing career and all this. And I'm like, but it seems like this is too good to be true. And lo and behold, everything just stopped. You know, I know that they're doing this so this virus can just go on and go away. You know, but it's just, it's crazy how you would think. It's crazy. Excuse that. That was my daughter. Anyways, you guys know it's school, working at home, school at home. Anyways, it's evening time, but you already know. Anyways, so I just really thought all that was crazy. And I just think that the universe is giving us this sign, like, biggest day. And we really need to take heed. We really need to take heed. I mean, look who is leading us. And then he's got everybody laughing and people are saying, oh, he's a real this and he's a real that and I got to keep it real. He real. No, he's not real. What he's trying to do is he's trying to get y'all to like him again. And he's trying to get y'all to find him relatable and get the job done. It's going to be Make America Great Again Part 2. But the sequel is going to be Doomsday if y'all keep fucking around with him. For real. Like, I don't know what more y'all want. This man is the same person that said it was a hoax, okay? But anyways, that's another episode about that man. So, what I'm saying is, disregard that. That's my daughter flushing the toilet. But what I'm saying is, I think we really need to look at the signs, really see what everything is for what it's worth. Because what I noticed was people that usually come off like religious and like whatever. I don't know. I'm spiritual. I'm looking at it like, okay, nature, like everything is like coming to a close. Like, look, this is y'all last chance to get y'all shit together or it's gonna be over. It's gonna be over. Like, and if people go back to doing the same thing that they were doing, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be horrible. This is a test. Just like I said last episode, it is a freaking test. It's a test. What else do y'all know that can shut some shit down? This shit is so tiny. Like, we can't even see this. We can't see none of this. I mean, under a microscope, a powerful microscope, you can see it. But y'all know what I mean. Y'all can't see it. And what else can't you see? Everything to stop. Movie theaters, amusement parks, all of this stuff. It just doesn't make any sense. But I'm just gonna leave you. Don't do that. I'm just gonna leave you guys with that to think about, and I'll hear from you guys soon, I guess.